Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The insurance company Royal London entered the Irish market in 2011 when it took over Caledonian, which itself has been around for 190 years. It now sells life insurance products and is one of the fastest growing insurers in the market. But how does it grow in a much smaller market, and how does it compete with the bigger boys such as Irish Life? Noel Freely is the chief executive of Royal London Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the financial products that you guys offer.
Yeah, so over the last number of years, we've been distributing life insurance products, so what we call protection, so paying out on death or disability or income protection where customers are unable to work. We've grown significantly over the last number of years. Big focus on customer service. We're part of a mutual, so we're very, very consumer-centric, very focused on making sure that the products add the most value to customers and we provide the best service in the market.
How do you benchmark that service, Noel? I mean, when someone's looking around for life insurance, how do they know whether the service is any good?
Well, there's a couple of things, Joe. So we distribute through financial brokers. So financial brokers can shop around. They can choose any provider in the market. Every year they do a survey of their members, and for the last 7 years on the trot, we've come out as providing the best service in the market. From a consumer perspective, we use Trustpilot in terms of the reviews. So when customers interact with us, they can leave us a review, and we're 4.9 out of 5 on Trustpilot from a significant number of reviews as well. So customers are telling us we're providing the best service in the market, and that's something we're keen to continue. And we've just launched into pensions now, so we're looking to expand and hopefully provide even more value to customers.
Oh, so you will be workplace pensions, private pensions, all those kind of things?
Private pensions. So we've got a couple of products that have been running for the last couple of years, but recently we launched what we call a personal retirement savings account, PRSA, which is a regular premium savings product. And so we think we'll significantly grow now in the pension space as well. We think we've got some really good features, in particular a unique feature called Value Share, which allows customers to share in our success as well. And again, because we're part of a mutual, we're able to do that. So yeah, we're looking forward to further growth.
And when you're selling a life insurance product, you need to do a health check, I'm guessing, to make sure that someone is in, you know, good enough condition. How quick is that process? Because that's where the service, I think, for a lot of customers will be important.
Yeah, so the vast majority of our applications are accepted almost instantaneously through an automatic underwriting engine. So when someone applies to us, say, for example, for life cover, they would go online and the system would accept around about 80% or so of applications. There's then some that get referred into manual underwriting. Most of those we would turn around really quickly, so within the next day or so, and we'd be able to give the customers the policies. A small number, we'd need a GP report, but then we would go and regularly chase up the GP.
And would that include people with high blood pressure or someone who had a cancer scare a few years ago?
It depends. So we always try and accept as much as we can based on customer information. It's quite a sophisticated underwriting process. So if customer, the more information customers give us, the easier it is for us to try and accept the decision. Occasionally, though, we might need to just seek a bit further information from the medical profession. But as I say, we'll look to turn that round as quickly as possible.
Because the situation up to a year ago was that if you had a cancer scare, and even if it was 15 or 20 years earlier, you know, you weren't going to get life insurance, wasn't it?
It wasn't that you weren't going to get life insurance. We always try and provide as much cover as possible. There was a small proportion that might be declined. What we've done, though, is we've worked with stakeholders like the Irish Cancer Society to come up with the smoothest process and expand the coverage that we can for customers that have had previous cancer. So now if somebody, for example, has suffered from cancer more than 7 years ago and within certain limits, then we would disregard that. So some significant savings for customers and a much smoother process now.
And how's your relationship with the regulator, the Central Bank of Ireland?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Yeah, we regularly interact with the Central Bank. Obviously, as we grow, we would have more interactions with them. Our relationship is very good. The key with the Central Bank is to engage early with them, and they will work with you.
Mm-hmm. And the underwriting, who does that?
We do it ourselves.
So you don't outsource it to someone like AXA or something like that?
No, absolutely. All our underwriters are based in the office in Dublin. Yeah.
Okay. Auto enrollment is coming in next year, supposedly September next year. There's a lot of I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed Will you be involved in that? And is it doable by September next year?
So the government have already delayed it from early next year to 30th of September. They have signed an administration agreement. They are now pitching for investment management providers. It's still an ambitious timeline to be ready for end of September. I suppose from a private sector point of view, we won't have a huge role to play in the auto-enrolment scheme itself. However, in terms of the auto-enrolment scheme, it tends to offer the equivalent of tax relief at about 25% or so. So it's important that customers understand that the private sector offers an alternative as well.
And they don't have to opt for the workplace where pension. They could stick with their private pension if they wish to.
Yeah, if they're already in an occupational scheme, for example, then they won't get opted in. If they're not in an occupational scheme, they will get opted in, but they can opt out after a 6 months. Mm. If you look, for example, like a higher rate taxpayer would probably be better off in terms of the tax relief that's available in the private pension. But I suppose it's important to take financial advice because it all depends on individual circumstances. So we'd always recommend that customers seek advice from a financial broker. Mm-hmm. But overall, the auto enrolment scheme should be welcomed because ultimately we're trying to get more people to save for a pension. Over time, the demographics are changing here in Ireland. So where there might be four people of working age now supporting the non-working population, that's going to go down to about two over the next 25 years or so. Yeah. So it's really important that people do save more for a pension. So the auto enrolment scheme will play a part and will play a part within the private sector.
And of course, it makes perfect tax sense to squirrel money into your private pension. Absolutely. As well.
It's an immediate uplift. So as soon as you put money into a pension, the tax relief means you get an immediate bonus straight away. So it makes absolute sense.
Noel, thanks very much for coming in. That is Noel Freely, the Chief Executive of Royal London Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.